been working on it now for the last couple of months, and what we've really focused on is that it's aimed at visitors outside of Sligo that want to do a bit of research before they come and visit the county. So it's, you know, it can be your visitors in Ireland or Europe, North America. So really what we have now is a very comprehensive one-stop portal for visitors to Sligo, and it's really easy to use, it's easy to navigate, it's very easy to find information. And what we've concentrated on is you know, basic things like where you want to stay, activities, where you want to eat, drink, nightlife, sightseeing, attractions, shopping, tours. You know, so it's very much aimed at giving or providing as much information as possible to visitors before they arrive in the county. We've done quite a bit of work on the festival and events section. That's very much, you know, we're working with local businesses, and we're very much hoping that they will provide us with information on the events that are coming up, because really what we need is the events that are happening in the next 2 to 3 days, because if somebody, you know, arrives in Sligo, they're only interested in what's happening, you know, this weekend or in a few days' time. They don't really want to know what's happening in 6 months' time. So we've put a lot of work into the festival events section, and the other thing with the website is it's very compatible with mobile devices, and we've actually, it's been live now for about 3 weeks, and we've started looking at the statistics. And actually, 60% of the users are coming onto our website using mobile devices. It's very user-friendly, and that's what we've concentrated on.